This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. President Biden is authorizing the State Department to provide additional aid to Ukraine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
When Russia invaded late last month, Secretary of State Antony Blinken noted the U.S. had provided $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. The president is now authorizing up to $200 million more to cover weapons as well as military services, education, and training as Ukrainians seek to repel the Russian invasion. Congress has approved an additional $13.6 billion in aid, nearly half to cover the costs of sending troops and weapons to Eastern Europe, and a slightly larger amount for refugees and economic aid. Biden plans to sign that bill next week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russia's military pounded Ukraine with artillery and airstrikes Saturday amid fierce fighting northwest of the capital of Kyiv and in several other cities as Russian troops massed 25 kilometers from the capital. At a news conference, President Volodymyr Zelensky said 1,300 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed. Ukraine's foreign ministry tweeted on Saturday that Russian forces shelled a mosque in Mariupol where 80 people were sheltering. President Zelensky said at a news conference Saturday that Russia was sending in more troops after Ukrainian forces disabled 31 of Russia's battalion tactical groups in what he described as Russia's largest army losses in decades. Zelensky did not elaborate. His claim was not verified. The Ukrainian president also said he spoke Saturday with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and French President Emmanuel Macron about pressuring Russia to free the mayor of Melitopol and urging Russian President Vladimir Putin to order an immediate ceasefire. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Saudi Arabia has executed 81 people in 24 hours, the largest known mass execution carried out in the kingdom in modern history. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The people executed were convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups. The number of executed is larger than the renowned mass execution of January 1980, when 63 militants were killed for seizing the Grand Mosque in Mecca in 1979. Although it's not clear why the kingdom chose this particular time to execute them, it comes as the world's attention is focused on the war in Ukraine. The move also came at a time when the US hopes to lower record-high gasoline prices as energy prices spike worldwide. I'm Karen Chamas.
Turkey and Armenia have pledged to pursue the normalization of ties in what the Turkish foreign minister described as a productive and constructive meeting on Saturday, after talks with his Armenian counterpart, Ararat Mirzoyan. The Turkish foreign minister said that Azerbaijan also supports the process of normalization. Armenia and Turkey have no diplomatic relations. The mass land border between them is closed, and a deep-seated hostility remains over the mass killing of Armenians under the Ottoman Empire in World War I. But in December, the two countries appointed special envoys to normalize relations, spurred by support from regional power broker Russia and Armenia's arch-foe, Azerbaijan. AP is reporting that the United States State Department is saying it's paying more than $2 million per month to provide 24-hour security to former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a former aide. AP obtained a report marked sensitive but unclassified that was made to Congress and dated February 14th. The report said the cost of protecting Pompeo and former Iran envoy Brian Hook between August 2021 and February 2022 amounted to $13.1 million. It said both men faced serious and credible threats from Iran. Pompeo and Hook led the Trump administration's so-called maximum pressure campaign against Iran. The report says U.S. intelligence believes those Iranian threats to them still persist. The issue has been raised in indirect nuclear talks with Iran in Vienna, where Iran wants all Trump-era sanctions removed. And the clergy of the Russian Orthodox Church in the Dutch city of Amsterdam announced Saturday it is splitting from the Moscow Church because of threats to them over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.